It's Monday, the 8th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7am news bulletin. During a recent SWAPO rally where Central Committee member Toby Opindi addressed residents, tensions escalated when a frustrated resident from Mixed Settlement in Windhoek expressed concern both verbally and physically, directed at SWAPO branch coordinator Bonifacius Munango. Local political analyst Rui Tiatende provides insights into the incident.
Shows you that people are angry and they are fed up and they are no longer going to be told or sold lies that do not manifest into the improvement of their lives and their living environment.
Dumba Kamwanya, also a local political analyst, had this to say.
They need to be sensitive when they are campaigning, more in particular, not over-promising, you know, not over-promising. That's the problem, because they have been, years and years, they have been promising, but it was empty.
Leslie Pinar, an activist affiliated with the Landless People's Movement in Gobabis, spearheaded a land occupation at Farm Witsand in the Omaheke region. This action has drawn attention to the ongoing issue of farmland occupation in the area. Pinar criticizes the government for its failure to honor promises of resettlement and pointed out inconsistencies in its handling of land resettlement matters, including the occupation of land by Namibian expatriates returning from Botswana.
And we all need farmland for our economic growth, as we are patient with farming.
Omaheke Governor Pion Ganate provided this in response.
But in the meantime, these people were also addressed by the vice president of the country, by then, who is now the president of the country, and they wrote a letter to him. That letter was referred to the Minister of Agriculture for his consideration.
Find the full interview on futuremedianews.com.na. Nambo Amukutua, chairperson of the organizing committee of the Namibia Healthcare Exhibition, played a pivotal role in unveiling the event's theme, Universal Health Coverage, Access to Affordable Healthcare, and Transforming Healthcare Systems for All. In a recent interview, Nambo highlighted the significance of this event and its implications for healthcare in the country. Western Cape Premier Alan Winde has announced that all disaster management and emergency services are on high alert following a level 9 warning issued by the South African Weather Service for damaging winds and rains across the province. Strong winds have already caused damage and exacerbated fires, particularly in the Cape Winelands, although most have been contained. Winde emphasized that protecting lives is the top priority, followed by safeguarding critical infrastructure and property.
You have a lot of loose roof sheets and debris flying around. Roof sheets flying around in high wind is very dangerous. It can really hurt people. And so we need you to be safe and be careful. Our teams are out across this province. We'll be dealing with closing off roads to remove danger.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned against using artificial intelligence as a tool of war. Speaking to reporters in New York, Guterres once again called on the Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza to be implemented. Jody Jacobs reports from the United Nations headquarters in New York.
Guterres says he's been warning for many years of the dangers of weaponizing AI technologies, saying it should be used to benefit the world and not to contribute to waging a war on an industrial level. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.